straight away. Leading the British troops was a General George S. Sternbeater. The Sternbeater family were allies of Mr. Benevolent, and I had killed five of them already. But this sixth brother claimed to be different.
I assure you, I am the black sheep of the family. While that would normally make me a criminal or lunatic, in my evil family it makes me noble and decent. Now, are you looking forward to the fight?
Not really, General.
Well, this will stiffen your blood. Men, our hour has come. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the promenade. We shall even fight by the candy floss stall if necessary. For I have a dream. A dream of dead Martians. Ask not who your country can kill for you. But ask who you can kill for your country. And the answer to that is Martians.
Finally, it was 1 o'clock. But there was no sign of the Martians.
Perhaps they meant 1 for 1:30?
What's that coming over the hill? Is it a monster? Yes, it is Mr. Benevolent.
I've just come to say, would you like to surrender?
There will be no surrender.
Then I hope you will enjoy being killed in an extremely unpleasant way.
Mr. Benevolent retreated over the hill, and then an expectant silence fell.
I don't like expectant silences. It gives the soldiers time to think. Orchestra, play.
For a while, nothing happened. But then I felt the ground tremble. And suddenly, over the hill appeared an incredible sight. A mighty metal monster, fully 80 feet high. A large, bright purple saucer atop 15 articulated legs. And on the sides, 2 massive, furry ears. But these ears had been tied in a large bow, and worse, they were double knotted. There would be no tripping over today. More appeared until 50 were arrayed against us. Mr. Benevolent was perched atop one of the purple monsters on a sinister crimson throne, which, to be honest, clashed a bit. For a second, silence reigned. And then Benevolent cried, "Havoc! And let slip the mighty metal monsters of war."
Havoc!
Which means kill everyone.
You're the boss.
The saucers shot out strange beams of multicolored light.
Ooh, look, pretty colors.
And they were. As pretty as a line of chorus girls falling into an industrial blender. Which is to say, pretty to start with, and then horrific. Their first target was the orchestra, which they destroyed bit by bit. First, the string section. Which was fair enough, as they were awful. Then, the brass. And finally, the percussion. General Sternbeater fought back, but to no avail.
On my signal, unleash hell. Now! I was talking to my soldiers.
It was carnage. Beforehand, the battlefield had been full of white lilies. Now, they were stained crimson with blood. And so, Britain's darkest hour began. The next battle took place near Leatherhead. But General Sternbeater had a problem.
The men do not wish to fight. They say it is certain death. I said to them, dulce et decorum est, pro patria mori. But none of them went to proper schools.
General, dear husband Pip, allow me to address the soldiers.
I eagerly prepared to listen to my beautiful patriotic wife's inspirational exhortation to the troops.
Every man who fights the Martians will get a special kiss from me.
To my horror, the entire regiment rapidly lined up in front of my wife with lips pursed.
I'm pretty sure she meant a kiss for every man who fights the Martians after they fought the Martians.
Charge!
Fortunately, the entire regiment was annihilated.
Such a shame.
On the bright side, while thousands of men may have died, your honor remains intact.
Yes, it was no course of action for a pregnant woman to suggest, but I was thinking only of Britain.